from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Spanish Prime Minister says he will not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence. VOA's Steve Miller reports on protests on the streets of many of Spain's cities.
Tens of thousands took to the streets of Spain in pro-unity rallies. This as political tensions rise over calls for Catalonian independence. Spain's Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has said he won't negotiate unless the push for independence is scrapped. Meanwhile, Catalonia's secessionist leader, Charles Puigdemont, has announced he will make an address to Catalonia's regional parliament on Tuesday. Puigdemont had planned to declare independence as early as Monday before Spain's constitutional court blocked that sitting of parliament.
VOA's Steve Miller reporting. Hurricane Nate has made landfall near the mouth of the Mississippi River and expected to make a second landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast. Within hours, the storm moving at a fast clip, which could help minimize damage. Nate's winds have decreased to about 85 kilometers per hour and are expected to further weaken as it travels over land. In its wake, Hurricane Nate left at least 25 people dead across Central America. Explosions at a natural gas station in Accra rocked the Ghanaian capital, causing a massive fire that forced residents to flee. Reuters reporting there have been casualties, according to the Deputy Information Minister. Ghana National Fire Service spokesperson told the French news agency AFP that a tanker delivering natural gas to a petrol station caused the explosions. Explosion launched a huge fireball. This is VOA News. North Korea might be preparing to conduct another missile test, and Reuters' Samantha Vadas as our report.
Pyongyang is said to be preparing a long-range missile test in the near future, which it believes can reach the west coast of the United States. That's according to Russian lawmaker Anton Morozov, who was quoted by RIA news agency on Friday after reportedly returning from a visit to North Korea, though he didn't specify which officials had given him the information. According to a U.S. official, there have been signs Pyongyang could be planning a missile test on or around October 10, the anniversary of the founding of the ruling Korean Workers' Party, and a day after the Columbus Day holiday in the U.S. But they also cautioned Pyongyang hasn't staged launches despite indications that it would in the past. Tensions over North Korea have ramped up in recent weeks since Pyongyang staged a series of missile tests and had a heated exchange of tough rhetoric with Washington.
That is Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting. U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia warning American citizens to exercise caution in the area around Jeddah's Peace Palace after a report of an attack there. Two Saudi guards killed, three more injured after a man drove up to the west gate of the royal palace in Jeddah and began shooting. Government spokesman said members of the royal guard fatally shot the attacker. U.S. Vice President Michael Pence visited Las Vegas to express solidarity with the residents and visitors shaken by last Sunday's mass shooting at a country music concert that left 58 dead, nearly 500 wounded. Meantime, U.S. federal agents have begun removing from the scene of the shooting the personal belongings to concert goers left behind when they fled from the bullets spraying into the crowd at the hand of Stephen Paddock, who later killed himself. Investigators continue to explore the possible motives of the 64-year-old shooter. Here's Kevin McAleen, local sheriff's office.
We do not still have a clear motive or reason why. I can assure you that we are aware of all aspects of this case, to include the rumor, innuendo, and supposition by many in the public. And I get it. We all want answers.
Investigators have found that Stephen Paddock planned the attack meticulously, choosing carefully his hotel room there in Las Vegas and modifying dozens of guns to enable them to fire rapidly like an automatic weapon. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.